The forum was organized by the Adirondack Council, the Adirondack Mountain Club, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the Lake Champlain Committee to discuss the issues surrounding the increasing numbers of trains hauling volatile Bakken crude oil through the region. Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says they wanted to raise awareness about the increased oil train traffic in the North Country more than a year after the oil train derailment in Quebec that killed 47 people.
This gave us an opportunity to get the conversation going and maybe get some people involved in getting the situation changed. I know that we saw a train full of oil cars go by just a little after 6 o'clock right here at City Hall. It was a pretty good indication of just how close this traffic is to everybody. Each one of those trains is carrying 3 million gallons of oil or more. So a spill would be a very big problem if it got out of control.
Panelists included the Essex and Clinton County Emergency Service Directors, U.S. EPA Emergency and Remedial Response Representatives, a Sea Grant Lake Champlain researcher, and the founder of the Healthy Schools Network. The dangers to schools have been largely ignored in the debate, according to Healthy Schools Network founder and executive director Claire Barnett. She explained that her organization has mapped schools within the danger zones along the rail route from Montreal to Albany and analyzed evacuation plans.
There are 75 public and private K-12 school facilities in the Capital Region and the Adirondack North Country within 1 mile of the rail lines carrying crude oil. 35 of those schools are within 1/2 mile. Saratoga Springs Middle School, a year or two ago, did a derailment evacuation drill, but used the standard evacuation plan. So the children were marched under the rail pass to the fire department. Well, if there had been a derailment, you wouldn't want to go under the railroad. You also probably wouldn't want to go to the fire department because all the equipment's in motion. I think there's a lot more work for New York State to do, and there's certainly a lot more work federally to do.
The audience listened politely as panelists gave 10-minute presentations. But when the question and answer session began, it was clear that the crowd was frustrated with the growing number of trains carrying the volatile oil. Attendees charged industry, state, and federal officials with inaction and ineffectiveness.
What I'm hearing tonight is reaction. When there's a spill, when a train goes off the tracks, it's too late. We're asking that the trains be stopped until Big Rail and Big Oil puts on the proper preventive equipment. You're carrying time bombs, and it's a threat to our communities, our lives, and our environment.
My name is Meredith Johnston.
In 28 years, I've witnessed 2 train derailments. One where the cars went down the banks of the Boquette River, and one where the engine kept going, but the cars were all going all over the place for about 3 miles. It is a real problem. Frankly, it is scary.
My name is Tim Frostgott. I'm from Albany. I understand that the governor could order a summary abatement using Environmental Conservation Law, Section 71-0301. He could stop this right now if he wanted to. He has failed us.
The DEC is taking public comments until September 30th on Global Partners' request to modify its permit, which would allow it to heat the oil products at the Port of Albany facility. Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth said commenting is crucial if people are concerned about crude oil shipments.
The only thing they required Global to look at was within the four corners of the Port of Albany. You need to tell them to do a full environmental impact statement that includes all the impacts in New York State.
Earlier this week, Governor Cuomo acknowledged the trains are problematic and a safety issue, but reiterated that the state cannot take any action inconsistent with federal regulations or impede federal commerce. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.